Veterans in Vermont who have to drive more than 40 miles to reach a full-service Veterans Health Administration hospital may now get care at private medical facilities at government expense. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes a look at whether veterans are taking advantage of this new option.
The new choice program, allowing vets to seek care outside the Department of Veterans Affairs, comes in response to long waiting lists at many VA hospitals nationwide. The White River Junction Hospital, which has some of the shortest waiting lists in the country, has notified 27,000 patients that they may choose private care. But only about 300 veterans from Vermont have used those choice cards since the law went into effect last August. Business office manager Camille Olmsted isn't sure why so few have opted out of the VA, but she has a hunch.
My personal feeling is that most of the veterans are pretty satisfied with the care they're receiving.
Olmsted says White River Junction patients may want to keep the doctors they have. Also, she notes, waiting times in private medical centers may be even longer than they are at the VA. Plus, the White River Junction staff has expanded. The new law funneled $10 billion into the nation's VA medical system to improve access to care. Over the next 2 years, the White River Junction facility will get about $6 million of those dollars, and Director Deborah Amdor has already started spending that money on new employees.
Very pleased to have this funding to be able to add a second neurologist to our staff. And we've added some additional primary care providers and are in the process of adding additional mental health staff at the community-based outpatient clinics. So all of these things together, I think, have really helped to continue to enhance our access.
Amdor is also hiring care coordinators to make sure that any veterans who do see providers in the private sector will be able to smoothly integrate that care with other services they still get from the VA.
Because it's very important when you have different healthcare systems, different providers providing care for a single individual, that you have a good system to coordinate that care well.
Veterans who want to exercise choice will find a toll-free number at the VA website. To be eligible for this new option, they must have enrolled in the VA medical system as of August 1st or be a combat veteran discharged within the last 5 years. In three states, the mileage rule is more lenient than in Vermont, where choice cards are available only to veterans who live more than 40 miles from the White River Junction facility. VA hospital business office manager Camille Olmsted says that explains why more choice cards are being used in New Hampshire than in Vermont.
Because New Hampshire, Hawaii, and Alaska do not have full-service VA facilities within their state borders. Those states have a 20-mile ruling.
She says that means almost every veteran in New Hampshire may choose a private provider. Still, many cross the river for appointments in White River Junction. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.